Well, if you've seen any of the recent ads suggesting you might like to join the military, you may have thought, gee, it looks like a great lifestyle choice. They are really quite enticing. Of course, at a time of job insecurity, the lure must be even bigger. And indeed, there has been a surge in applications for a career in the Defence Force, almost a doubling, the ADF says, triggered by the economic carnage, of course, caused by COVID-19. But some veterans are urging those who are mulling a career in the military to consider the reality of what they might be getting themselves into. Gavin Coote has this report.
Take the step.
Defence recruitment ads may have evolved over the years with slicker production values. Prime ministers have even become the face of recruitment efforts.
But let's not have any illusions about immediate threats. It is apathy that is our enemy, the assumption that things might not change in the future.
But the prospect of unforgettable experiences and valuable skills have remained some of the key promises of a life in the Defence Force.
Our economy. Protected by thousands of men and women.
The COVID-19 pandemic's made it trickier to get the message out there, with careers expos and school visits not an option at the moment. But the economic downturn has led a much greater number of Australians to get around these obstacles and apply for a role in the Defence Force. Jan Noonan is a captain in the Australian Navy and the Director of Military Recruiting.
We've had a look back to the global financial crisis and we definitely saw a spike in interest at that time as well. But the interesting thing is that during coronavirus, the spike has come a lot quicker. So from December last year through to March, we've seen an 18% increase in applications for people who want to join the Defence Force. And a snapshot even through April, that spiked up to a 40% increase compared to April in 2019.
Roles in administration and hospitality have been particularly popular. Jan Noonan says Defence has been keen to get engineers and chefs who've lost their jobs in recent months to consider applying.
So there's been an incredible increase in people that are looking for some secure employment and I guess a job that gives them a lot of diversity and challenges throughout their whole career. We still do the same sort of screening as we did before coronavirus, so we're really confident that we're still choosing the right people that will actually then join the Defence Force and ultimately defend the nation and its interests.
Oh, yeah! Carly Box runs this gym in Brisbane's Inner North and works day-to-day with some of Australia's future Defence Force personnel.
So we train military and now police applicants for enlistment or entry into their respective services.
Drawing on an almost decade-long career in the Australian Army, she helps applicants ensure they're physically and mentally up to the task.
You definitely get a range of people who are doing the serve my country, family legacy, really passionate about being in the military. And I won't lie, for some people it's simply just that they need a job.
And when working with prospective defence personnel, Carly Box isn't one to gloss over the reality of the job.
We're not strangers to any of this stuff. We've got physical injuries that we've obtained from our time in defence. We've got mental health concerns. We don't try and act like it's always amazing and it's always, you know, fun and it's always obstacle courses and cool stuff. And, you know, we're very open about the reality of it.
Former infantry soldier Ben Wadham researches military culture with Flinders University. He argues the Defence Force remains a conservative and rigid organisation, which can struggle to attract and retain people.
The military is a sort of a transient career for a lot of people. It's something they do and then move on. Some of those people will stay on for a long time, but I would assume that the majority of them will do their 3 or 4 or 5 years and then move on.
How have those obligations to stay on evolved over the years?
Well, you know, over the years has been, I think we have to realise that the Australian Defence Force doesn't often meet its recruitment targets. And yeah, the Australian Defence Force has been trying to deal with attrition and holding people on as well. So flexible working arrangements, more flexible postings, things like that.
The Australian Defence Force insists the recruitment process remains competitive, saying it usually receives about 70,000 job applications a year, leading to about 8,000 successful recruits.
Hard to get in then. Gavin Coote with that report.